just your thoughts on kind of what do you learn from your first loss of the season?
It was a we fought hard to the end. You know, it was a tough game. Both two great teams, but you know, you learn a lot from it. Move on, just head on to Philly. You know, ain't too much we can do about it. Just move on.
Was it kind of strange in the sense you guys haven't lost in a long time?
Yeah, it's been a long time, but you know, everything happened for a reason, and you know, I say this reason is, you know, make us stronger, make us come closer together, and you know, play harder each and every snap.
Could you sense a change in their attack whenever Dante went down?
I mean, you know, I'm a pass player. You know, I'm paid to pass first, so you know, I really couldn't tell too much, but I know they kept running the ball. But you know, like I said, we're just moving on to Philadelphia.
In terms of being a leader and calling the defensive plays, how big of a void is it when Dante's not out there, especially when you've already been down JD?
You know, Hightower, he's a big key to this defense. But you know, if he go down, you know, we still not gonna just go down because he went down. We gonna there's somebody that had to step up and continue to play. But most definitely, we don't want to lose him during the game. But you know, it is what it is. Just moving forward.
I know it's out of your control, but what is the frustration level at seeing week after week, guy after guy go down and have to replace them?
You know, it's the NFL, 100% risk injury. So, you know, just got to deal with it and just keep fighting, keep moving forward.
Malcolm Gronk kind of had a comment today indicating that he feels he's, you know, basically being targeted. You're on the other end of that. Do you see that maybe he's being unfairly treated some of these calls this year?
You know, that's Gronk. You know, he's a big guy. He can move like a skilled guy. And, you know, I really don't have too much to do with that. But, you know, he is a big guy. You know, you're going to take him down the best way you can. So, you know, that's all I got to say about that.
Does it get frustrating from the sense of finding the consistency with what is interference, what isn't interference, maybe sometimes with you guys' part, both sides, both the offense and defense?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, it's not up to us. You know, the refs make the call. We just got to go out there and play and try not to leave them to the refs' hand.
Malcolm, I know it's only your second year in the league, but what, you know, what changes have you noticed in terms of how they're calling games this year on the defensive end of the ball?
You know, they calling them tight. That's all I can say. They calling them tight. They calling what they see. And, you know, like I said once before, we can't control what they call. We just got to go out there and play and execute the play.
Does it make you alter the way you play at all? And can that be dangerous for a player if you're trying to sort of play to the way you think the game's going to be called?
I just go out there and play. You know, whatever happens, happens. You know, so just so it won't slow me up, I just go out there and play.
When you say that it makes you closer as a team, how so? And in what ways now do you guys rally after an experience like Sunday night?
You know, it just brings you closer. Just like anything. If anything, you know, someone's together or anything like that, and then something that, you know, tragically happened or a bad loss or any kind of situation gonna draw you closer and make you know, just make you bond with your team more, and you know, just play together more, and you know, learn from that loss and or whatever, and it's just gonna bring you together more.
Anything surprise you on the film that maybe you didn't see or from the loss?
No, there's a lot of things I've seen, you know, good, bad, but, you know, can't do anything about that now. The game is over, and, you know, just on to Philadelphia.
Yeah, how much are you looking forward to the next opportunity after finally dropping one?
Looking forward to it, yeah, we ready to go play. We ready to go play, you know. A loss, you'll be motivated to get back out there and try to get another W. But it's not going to be easy, so that's why we got to put in the work this week to go out there and try to achieve that win.
On an individual level, are you used to yet playing in that cold and snow like that?
It was fine to me. I ain't have a problem with it.
Ready to come inside when the game was over, though?
It really didn't even matter at that point. I couldn't feel anything, so.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.